The question was asked, can one just say, all my chametz is no longer mine, I'm doing biur, I don't want to have anything to do with it, and leave me alone, and now I don't have to go looking for things, and I don't have to worry about things, and if I have chametz that I can't find right now, so I'll just say it's hefker, it's like the dust, I want to have nothing to do with it. Does that work? And if that works, then why are we working so hard? So Chazal said, they don't want us to do that. Technically, person could say, I'm disowning everything, all the chametz before Pesach, before the eve of Pesach. You could say that. You could say I'm disowning it. And at least according to one opinion, you've done yours. The reason you're not allowed to do that, and I should say differently, the reason you cannot do only that, we do that, right? We make that declaration. Twice we make that declaration. Right. But the reason that's not enough is Chazal said, Shema yimtza gluska na'a. It could be that on the afternoon of Pesach, when you're a little groggy, you're a little hungry, you haven't eaten a normal meal the last 3 days in your preparations for Pesach, you're going to be walking by and see a nice half a roll of bread. And you'll think to yourself, oh, that's interesting. You'll see a cracker. You'll see a delicious wafer. You'll come across something yummy. You'll put your hand in your pocket and you'll come out with a bar that they threw at the last chatan at Machon Meir. Some kind of candy bar, a wafer bar, a Kit Kat bar, a Kif Kif bar. And before you think about it, you'll have eaten half of it. And you'll keep telling yourself, this isn't good for my diet. And you'll take another bite. And you'll say, it's bad for my diet. And you'll eat another bite. And then you'll suddenly say, forget my diet, it's Pesach. Right? Now that can happen. As I said, being that this is kosher food that we're used to eating, we cannot leave it accessible. You can sell it to a non-Jew. Meaning you could lock it up in a room and sell it to a non-Jew. You could give it to the non-Jew's house. You cannot leave it lying around and say, I disown it. Because this moment you're disowning it. But there will come a moment during Pesach where you'll forget. I had to do blood tests one morning this week, and they told me I have to be in a fast for 12 hours. So that's always the challenge. Do you want to eat till 11 at night and then not eat till 11 by day? Or do you stop your eating at 7, 8 at night and then you'll be able to do your blood test 7, 8 in the morning? Right? So I opted for the former. So 8 o'clock, I have to stop eating. It was really challenging going around the house for the next 3 hours, seeing food. It's not Yom Kippur. It's not like a time where you're thinking I'm not allowed to eat. There were many times that I almost took something to eat. Because you forget. So on Pesach, you certainly forget. This is food that you eat all the time. 7 days, Chazal said, you'll come across chametz. So Chazal said, no, got to get rid of all chametz. You cannot have a slice of bread lying in your toaster and you say, I disown it, I have nothing to do with it. That's not enough. Got to get out of your possession. So that's the rabbinic institution of bedikat chametz. We check, we make sure we don't have it. It's not enough to say, I don't own it. What happens? A person gets stuck. His flight gets delayed. He doesn't make it home. He's going to make it home just in time for Pesach. And I know a guy that this happened to. So then the only thing he could do was to do just that. He said, I disown everything. If you have access to internet, so you could go to Chabad online and sell them all your chametz, and at least you don't own the chametz. Yeah, you can do that with Chabad online. Early. On the eve of Pesach, they shut down their site, depending on what time zone you're in. Do it early. Don't wait for the eve of Pesach. But he had no choice. He was stuck. He was on a plane. He had no one who could do it for him. The only thing he could do was that. Okay, so that you can do. You could say, I hereby declare none of it's mine. It should be like the dust. I want to have nothing to do with it. It's the best you can do. You do that. But when you can do more, you may not do only that. You do that after you've done everything else.